Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, one of my earliest childhood memories are riding with my mom, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, my cousins in a ridiculously large wood-paneled station wagon. My uncle, who was a pastor, would oftentimes sing as we would drive. Of course, one of the songs that he would sing was, "He's got the whole world in his hands." And no, I will not sing it for you. But I'll tell you, when my uncle sang it, he would start with "the whole world in his hands." Then it was "you and me, brother," in his hands. Then it was "you and me, sister," in his hands. Then it was "itty bitty babies" in his hands, and so on and so forth, until he would finally get to each person, every person who was crammed into that station wagon. It impressed upon me the fact that God has me and all creatures in his gracious hand. When we think about that hymn of trust today, and when we hear together God's word, I pray that you would also be encouraged to trust in the Lord's hand, even when the circumstances of this fallen world are set against God's people. We began service with Psalm 95. And how well Psalm 95 states what the hymn proclaims. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." Indeed, brothers and sisters in Christ, everything in all of creation is in the Lord's good and gracious hands. Our very lives are in his hands, including our past, our present, and our future. From the beginning of creation to the end, it is all in his hands. For he's got the whole world in his hands. But don't we like to try to wrest control from God's hands and try to put it in our own? We sometimes, deceive ourselves and believe that we have things in our control. There was a CNN article from 2018 called "The Illusion of Control, Why the World is Full of Buttons That Don't Work." Interesting. It illustrates our desire to have everything in our own control. Apparently, in some cities, there's an incredible number of crosswalk buttons that actually do not work, and there may be no real incentive to fix them. The article goes on to say that there are buttons around us that are essentially placebo buttons that give us that illusion of control. It's kind of like the close elevator door buttons, where you can press it a bunch of times, and no matter how many times you do, it's going to close when it wants to close. But that act of pressing it makes you feel like you're in control over this little capsule that raises you up and brings you back down. So often we surround ourselves with things that give us that illusion that we are in control. Think of our cell phones for a minute. How easily we're consumed by the constant dings and buzzes and alarms that those things have that tell us a new message, a new reminder, breaking news, whatever it might be. It all collectively adds up to task after task. You feel like you should be getting somewhere, responding to important matters, or inquiring information to understand the world, but but it often leaves you feeling more like your hands are tied at the end of the day. Now, add on top of this the things that we know that we have no control over, right? Like news about things happening across the world, and it might want to make us throw our hands up in the air and say, I don't know. I mean, maybe you start to wonder, does he really have the whole world in his hands? Because there are many times when our attempts at explanations just will not do. John the Baptist proclaimed the truth in our gospel reading for tonight. John knew that the Messiah was coming and was now here. Boldly proclaimed, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. As we heard in our noontime midweek service last week, Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is before all, and all things have been created through him. And now in our gospel reading, John is echoing the truth. Right? If you want to know God, well, look to Christ Jesus. To hear the words of Christ is to hear the very words of God. The Father has sent the Son and loves the Son, and all things are given into his hand. In fact, there's the artistic tradition in which Christ holds a globe to carry home this point. Christ does, in fact, have the whole world in his hands. He is the King. He has authority over all things. But he has first come in humility. The whole world looked at him and laughed and jeered and mocked and spat on him as they crucified him. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. That's what our hands have done. By appearance alone, it didn't look like he had the whole world in his hands. If you remember from the third midweek service, mentioned the Eisenheim altarpiece, which depicts Christ's crucifixion. Interestingly enough, John the Baptist is also depicted in that scene, even though he was not physically or historically there. He was in prison. He had been beheaded by that time. But he's depicted to state the truth nonetheless. And John in this altarpiece is pictured with an abnormally large extended finger pointing at Jesus on the cross with the words, he must increase and I must decrease. Right? John knew his place. He knew that he was to be that finger pointing to Jesus. Like Moses that we read in our gospel reading, pointing to the serpent elevated on the pole, John is depicted as pointing to Christ, the one who brings eternal salvation from our sins, as he is lifted high upon the cross. But here's the thing. The hand of the Lord was in control the whole time. The whole world was in his hands as he enacted salvation for the sake of the whole world. He has healed us through his suffering. He has brought salvation through his crucifixion. He brought forgiveness through his death. And he brought justification to us as he was raised up in glory on the third day. He ascended to the right hand of the Father, where Christ the King rules over all. And one day, the whole world will know that he does, in fact, have the whole world in his hands. You know, Jesus' hands are still at work through his church today, baptizing and teaching. His hands are at work when young and old alike have the promises of baptism poured out upon their heads. Jesus' hands are at work when his body and blood are delivered into our very mouths to eat and to drink. Jesus' hands are at work when he opens to us the scriptures to teach us the very words of God. Our whole lives are in his hands. And that's good news for us, because that means something for the use of our hands in this world as well. I mean, we certainly do not have ultimate control over this life, and yet, at the same time, the Lord still uses our hands in our daily vocations at home, at work, society, and in the church, so that these hands might be put to work to love and to serve others. Knowing that our eternal lives are in his hands, I mean, that gives us the freedom to reach out and deliver his many gifts to those who are in need. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rest assured, everything is in Jesus' hands. All of history is in his hands. Our lives are in his hands. Your future is in his hands. Your salvation is in his nail-pierced hands, for he's got the whole world in his hands. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, who holds you in his hands.